So hi, I'm David Lebo, and today I'm going to present you my PhD and what I worked on my first year. But before we start, I will play a game trailer, and you may notice that there is something maybe quite unusual with this trailer, and you will try to guess what it is.
In a snow-covered fjord, a Viking longship heads to open water. A blonde Viking hangs from the stern of the vessel, a Ubisoft logo. Next, longships navigate a storming sea. A bird soars overhead as lightning flashes.
In Assassin's Creed Valhalla, you will relive the epic saga of the Viking invasion of England.
A longship crashes into a fortress wall. Now the blonde Viking surveys a siege.
You play as Eivor, a Viking from Norway, who will lead his or her battle-hardened warriors across the North Sea to the British Isles.
This trailer had audio description, which is a verbal commentary providing visual information for those unable to perceive it themselves. It was published last year by Ubisoft, and it was one of the first game trailer with audio description, so that's why I'm showing that to you. In my PhD, I want to advance audio description in gaming. My PhD project focuses on gaming live streaming and aims to provide access to this media to visually impaired people by generating real-time audio description. I will also present an early Minecraft prototype at the end of this presentation. But first, let's start with some background. So, what is live streaming? Live streaming is when a player is sharing its gameplay to spectators by live streaming it. Twitch is one of the main platforms of live streaming, but Facebook Gaming as well as YouTube Live also compete. It's a new entertainment media that gathers millions of spectators every day. And actually, there is an average of 30 million daily visitors on Twitch. While we're into numbers, it is important to know that 21% of the UK population is disabled. And my PhD is really about providing access to disabled persons to this new media and to gaming in general. If we start link the accessibility topic and the lasting one, we will find this webpage. This is a Twitch accessibility statement. It is basically a webpage where Twitch states what they are doing in terms of accessibility. What is interesting is that if we scroll down a bit, you will see some exceptions, and I will read that aloud. An exception is WCAG success criteria, audio description, is not feasible for us to create accurate audio description for the millions of hours of video content streamed on our platform daily. And in this exception, we can find several interesting stuff. First, it is citing the WCAG, which is a Web Content Accessibility Guidelines. It's guidelines published by the World Wide Web Consortium, a private public organization who publish a lot of web standards and guidelines. So with that, we can think that my PhD might be about web accessibility. But live streaming is a new media, and we are talking about audio description, which is about media accessibility. And finally, Twitch is mainly about gaming content, and we are talking about improving games accessibility. So with this exception, we discover that my PhD might be in the intersection of web, gaming, and media accessibility. Now let's focus on audio description. So, audio description has been proven effective for movies, TV shows, theater plays, museums, and more. For games, it's really a new topic. You can find some prototypes with full audio description, like 2D puzzle games. But for 3D commercial games, we don't see that yet. Researcher states that the industry may start with cutscenes, as it is kind of similar to movies for audio description. I also need here to state that the US Communication and Video Accessibility Act mandates some accessibility features for in-game communication. That's why you can find some text-to-speech or speech-to-text feature for in-game chats in many games. Now let's go back to my research question. So my research question is, To what extent could generated audio description be used to make live stream games accessible to visually impaired people while ensuring a balance between information and entertainment? In essence, my PhD is like removing this exception from the Twitch accessibility statement, but for all platforms. Today, we're gonna focus on the technological challenges of my PhD. So I'm presenting here a schema of a possible solution and its implementation. So on the left, you have a streamer that is playing a game that is streamed to a live streaming service thanks to a streaming software. So live streaming is then delivered to spectators. I'm proposing to add another service which gets game events and which output audio description to spectators. So it's a basic client-server architecture in parallel to the live streaming service. And now we're gonna focus on the game events, how to get game data. So I identified four main ways to get game data, and I will detail here the pros and cons for each of them. So the first solution is about sending direct requests to a server. So it's really a low-tech solution where we add a piece of code in the game that sends web requests. Here, the game developers are responsible. By that, I mean that they need to be in the loop, and if they don't want to spend time on this accessibility feature, we as researchers and players cannot do a thing. We can find the same issue for the second solution, but here I'm proposing to use telemetry tools. Tools already embedded in many games for data analysis. Basically, I'm proposing to use this data for audio description. As it is already embedded into many games, it will be easier for game developers to implement. And that will lead to a wider availability. The third solution is about public game APIs. So this is something we can find on esports games, so games played in competitive events that are actually often live streamed. And they propose some tools for developers. For example, you can make data visualization with this kind of tools. And I'm proposing to use, again, this data for audio description. Here, not all games have this kind of tools. And we can actually find this issue in the last solution, which is about modding. And actually, I will show a demo about a Minecraft mod just after that. So what is modding? Modding is when a player modifies a game with some code. Historically, the game Doom was one of the first to do that, and we can find nowadays many games that can be modded. Here, the good thing is that not only recent games could benefit from audio description. We'll go more in depth about this solution with a demo. So, demo time. Today I'm gonna present a Minecraft mod. So first I choose Minecraft because it has a huge community of players and modders. And actually, I didn't build a mod from scratch, but I took an open source mod from the community. I took the Accessibility Plus mod published last year in 2020 by Luis Sanchez. And I modify a bit this open source mod in order to export data out of Minecraft. So now I'm gonna show you a video demonstrating this mod. So in this video, there is a Minecraft window on the foreground and a web browser on the background. The web browser is connected to my server, to my API. It will receive data from Minecraft and output audio description thanks to a text-to-speech software. So let's
Birch sign says 1 hello 2 TFDIPG 3 symposium 4 world sand carved pumpkin jack-o'-lantern sand oak log spruce log birch log sand Dark oak sign says, 1, yes, there is, 2, something, 3, written here, 4.
So on Minecraft, I was pointed my character to some object and some blocks. Inferno, the mod only read a lot of text written on signs or the block's name. It's really a technical prototype. And I want to also state that the audio description is really coming from the web browser, and that the web browser opened a URL that could be opened from anywhere in the world. So basically, what you saw was online. To be continued, because there is still a lot to do. I need to investigate what to describe and how to make the experience great, because again, it was only a technical prototype. And about the question of how, there is also the question of the method. About the method, I will do user testing with visually impaired gamers, but not on prototype like the one I show today, but rather on a vertical slice. So a small portion of the software representing the overall experience. So basically, I will choose a game, get a live stream footage of it, and write the raw auto description data, and embed everything into a software that should let the users customize the experience. As closing words, the accessibility community always says, "Nothing about us without us," and I strongly believe that for every tech we create, the end user should be involved in the process. And that's what I will do in my PhD. So thanks for listening. If you have any question, you can contact me on this address, phd@davidlibo.fr. And you can also find the slides on dav.li/tftipgs21. Or the website of my PhD is game2speech.com. Thanks again.